Good afternoon, welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My guest this afternoon is Valentina. Good afternoon, Valentina.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to see you, and have you brought your four items for us?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to tell us what your first item is and why you chose it?
Yeah, so the first thing that I would bring is a song called Summer Only We Know.
Oh, know it well, yeah. Any particular version of that song, because more than one person sung it?
Yeah, the Lily Allen one.
Okay, why is that?
Because when I was little, me and my mum would always sing it together.
Oh,
we still do, but
now it was on. It wasn't it used on the Christmas advert?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that when you started getting into it?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. So do you know all the words?
Yeah.
Would you sing along on your desert island?
Yeah.
Oh, and what would that remind you of? Why would you like to sing that?
It just reminds me of home and my family.
Do you think you'd miss your family a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing most people would worry about most. Okay, so your second item, you were allowed to choose a film. Now, what film have you chosen?
Mean Girls.
Okay, tell me why. We need to unpick this. Mean Girls.
I just love the drama, and me and my sister always watch it together.
So it's your kind of go-to film.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of the girls in that film.
I love Gretchen. She's my favourite.
Is she? Why is that?
I don't know. She's kind of like me, always doing gossip and stuff like that, but not too bossy.
Do you think it's an accurate portrayal of girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And have you learned any lessons about how not to behave from it?
Yeah.
Go on, tell me.
Not to, like, be mean.
Not
like,
to be mean?
Yeah. Don't pretend that you want to be something when you don't really want to.
Okay, good, good. And do you think you would cope very well being on your own in a survival situation, or do you think you're very reliant on your friends? What do you think?
Very reliant on my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not very, like, I'm not very good with outdoor things. Like, if there's a leaf on me, I'll scream. It's just how I am, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a bit of, like, your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So, yeah, if it's a leaf on you, you'll be screaming around the desert island.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Valentina, I think we're getting an idea of how well this is going to go. Okay, so let's make you feel a bit better. You're allowed to take a food item to cheer you up. What would you take?
Definitely sushi.
Now then, sushi. That's very niche. Tell me why.
Well, I'm a bit of a picky eater, so, like, and my favourite food is sushi.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, sushi covers quite a lot of ground. So anything in... Mm-hmm. Do you want to kind of go into detail about what sushi in particular you like?
I like the salmon and prawn ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I must say I'm a big fan of prawns. So is this the uncooked?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the sticky
the
rice
and underneath. Everything.
Have you ever made it?
No.
No?
I just like eating it.
You just like eating it. When did you first try sushi?
I think it was, I was going out to Chesterfield and my mum said, let's go to Let's Sushi. And I was like, oh, I hate sushi. And then I ate the whole meal and I was like, okay, I love this now. So then I just carried on.
I was going to say, because if you're a picky eater, it's how you get over that first.
Yeah.
Go on, try this, because it doesn't look like anything else, does it really? So once you'd had it, you really liked it.
Yeah.
So now you eat it all the time. Now, on the desert island, there might be the chance to catch some fish. Do you think you'd be good at... Could you prepare sushi?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You like it that much, yeah?
Yeah.
No leaves on me, but I can bone a fish. Yeah? Well, that gives us a bit of hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A bit of hope. All right. So, finally, you're allowed a luxury item. Now, this might lead into what we've just talked about. What did you choose for this?
A knife.
A knife. Okay. I need more detail.
Because, like, I can, like, kill fish. And
what sort of knife, then? Not just a normal knife for eating your dinner.
Like,
some kind of Swiss Army knife type. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to use this knife for?
For killing things and eating.
Killing things. What else? Come on, think about your desert island situation. That knife is a really useful tool.
Oh, you could make fires.
Make fires, yeah. Chopping wood, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there, like, you can get, like, rocks? Or is that not...
Oh,
is
maybe
that metal and metal?
Yeah. Sure, the knife would do that.
Yeah.
But you could certainly...
Yes,
or sharpen
yeah.
sticks and things, couldn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about your shelter?
Oh, buildings.
Yeah, yeah. So are you quite handy with, you know, sort of practical tasks, building shelters and things like that? Do you think you'd be any good?
Maybe. It depends what I'm using. Like tents, I'd be fine with that, but
yeah,
wood. Maybe not as
maybe
good.
Not. So you could put a tent up if
yeah.
they gave you a kind of some tent pegs and a
mm-hmm.
yeah. Sure. Provided there weren't any leaves blowing around.
Yeah.
You'd be fine. Okay. Well, I think a knife is it shows that you have got quite a practical side to you, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? So you think despite missing the family,
yeah.
Maybe for a few days you could survive.
Yeah.
I think you could. I think you got really sensible choices, Valentina. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Goodbye.
Thank you.